face in my league. Got a blockbuster on the way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane, say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me.
Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a play.
Welcome to the Great Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst at friendsoffantasybenefits.com. And of course, your host for this podcast. Welcome back to another season of the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational and the podcast that we're doing. A lot of great stuff going on, a lot of great stuff to announce, a lot of big news to announce. First, let's start with the biggest news of all. The Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational will be on NFBC this year. I'm super excited. We had a lot of fun last year on Fantrax, but we had an opportunity to move to NFBC, and for those who don't know that site, it is a fantastic site, usually reserved for kind of your high-limit players, your expert players. It's where the main event is. A lot of people play Draft Champions over there, but we are going to be over there this year on NFBC. If you're trying to sign up or you'd like to sign up for the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, please do so. Go to tgfbi.com and click the button to sign up and get on in. We already have over 275 people who have applied to sign up. Official invites will be going out here very, very quickly. You can sign up through the end of this month. Signups will stop as of February 1st, so definitely go and do that. And if you're not in the industry but you've always wanted to play, wait till the end of this episode, because there's going to be an announcement about how you could potentially get in to the 2020 Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. Got to listen to the end to hear how you're going to get in, but it's a pretty cool way. So I think you should definitely stick around. On this episode, I've got my good friend and business partner over at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, Matt Thompson, who's going to come on and talk about first-year player drafts. So those of you in Dynasty and Keeper Leagues, definitely going to want to listen to what Matt has to say. Matt does a fantastic job as the lead prospect analyst at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, but he's also got a new venture, which he'll talk a little bit about. So here is Matt Thompson. Joining me now is Matt Thompson from Friends of Fantasy Benefits and Prospects Live. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Honored to be part of your first show.
I'm excited to have you. It's nice to be back on the air after taking off a few weeks, at least on this podcast. I've been doing other podcasts, right, obviously, at Friends Fantasy Benefits and Sleep mm-hmm. Bust, but took some time off and now jumping back into it. And I wanted to have you as our first guest. One, because you're my boy from Friends Fantasy Benefits.
Thank you.
Not going to lie about that. But two, because you guys launched Prospects Live, and I want you to talk a little bit about kind of what that process has been like and really what it is, because for Dynasty League players, for Keeper League players, but even just for redraft players, prospects have become a huge part of the fantasy baseball game, and what you guys have done over at Prospects Live has been pretty amazing.
Thank you. It was a long time in the works before it actually got off the ground. I know I had many private Twitter conversations with Ralph Lifshitz, formerly of Razzball, where you know him. He does the really good podcast with Lance at the Razzball Prospect podcast, and we had a couple conversations and text and Twitter DM and stuff, and about what kind of stuff we wanted to create, and he was having conversations with others as well, and we all kind of got together and I think it's a good blend of fantasy and live looks, because we got people at a lot of games and we're going to give you live reports. Being a consumer of like everything prospect that we could find on the internet, we kind of know what we're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that gives us an advantage on what kind of content that we know that people want, and we know what hardcore prospect junkies like us like. So we're trying to deliver that. And I think it's gone pretty well so far.
I agree, because it's pretty amazing the amount of videos If you like lists, they've got you for lists.
We got more coming too.
Yeah, it's and you guys have just gone through with the top 30 of every single system.
Yep.
So that is pretty amazing, and obviously, well, you and I are going to kind of talk a little bit about your first year player ranks list. But everything's searchable. It's a really clean and easy to access website. But you've got some pretty amazing talent over at Prospects Live. You mentioned
sure
Ralph Lifshitz, Lance Brozdowski, Jason Panini. Who else you got over there?
We got Jason Panini, who, like you just mentioned, he used to do some work for a major league team, and now he's back with us. And you know, we get his. He's the guy that's giving us most of our live looks right now. He's currently in Arizona as we speak for Cubs and Giants instructs. So we'll be getting some video of that stuff coming out soon. And not a lot of people are going to have that kind of video, so it's going to be great. Got Jason Waddell, who's in Tampa. Again, he's our eyes in the Florida State League. Our eyes in the rookie, the GCL. And a really smart prospect guy, has written before from a lot of other popular sites. Now we got him on our part of our dream team, and then our big free agent acquisitions. We have two of them, really. Mm-hmm. Eddie Elmaguer. Sorry, Eddie, I butchered that. Eddie's fantasy resume speaks for itself.
Yeah, he was top 10 in the Invitational last year, I believe.
And then he was RDI too. He fared pretty well, if I'm not mistaken. I think he got second in RDI. No,
him and I were, I think, more middle of the pack.
Were they? Okay.
We both swung for the fences on that stupid try to get the highest draft pick possible, and it backfired.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. But no, we got Eddie, brought him aboard, and he's been a fantastic addition. Look for Eddie's Dodgers list dropping on Thursday this week too. We have the podcast to go with that. And then we picked up Smata. I'm sure if you're anything active on baseball Twitter, fantasy baseball Twitter especially, you've come across Smata and his wonderful graphs. Well, Miners Graphs has a new home. It's exclusive to Prospects Live, exclusive to us. We have a new toy now. So we can, if you're ever bored, you can search tons of rolling 30-day stats on almost, you know, anyone, hitter. And now we finally got pitchers, too. So we have pitchers on the site. And then that gives us the capability of how valuable this is going to be in season, because now we'll be able to track live things as they happen and give you leaderboards on stuff like average fly ball distance and who's got the highest WRC plus over the last 30 days. And it's going to be a really, really fun tool for dynasty league players, especially. You'll be the first to know about somebody that's, you know, give me a prospect's name, Elijah Montero. You'll be the first to know if the power is you know, coming with him to Double A this year, and if it's for real or not, because you'll have the fly ball distance behind it and walk percentage, K percentage, all that rolling stuff. So it's going to be outstanding. And everyone likes leaderboards, right? So we're going to have a bunch of those, and it's really fun. It's been really enjoyable working with all these people. It's forced me to step up my game, and it's been a blast.
And then a quick shout out: we got something cool coming out on Friends of Fantasy Benefits, to the draft guide over there, which you've put a ton of work into, prospect wise. Talk a little bit about what you've done over for that 2019
sure.
draft guide.
For the top 30 lists on Prospects Live, we kind of focused on not so much the fantasy slant, but for the lists over at the Friends with Fantasy Benefits and the Fantasy Benefit, the draft guide, it is 100% fantasy slant. So if you see a ranking, you know, I did the Oakland A's system, for example, on Prospects Live, and over there I had Jorge Mateo fourth, but in the fantasy list, he's going to be third. Because his power and speed, right? He'll jump somebody like Sean Murphy, who is probably the most complete catcher in the minor leagues. Which, as we know, catchers in fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You so right. So you know you're going to see little differences in rankings, but just understand that the Friends with Fantasy Benefits list is purely fantasy based. So, and we will have our, you know, I have my top 100 coming with that as well. And I'm also going to have my first year player draft rankings in that fantasy guide as well. And all that stuff is soon to be found on Prospects Live. And in Prospects Live, it's kind of a blend of our fantasy guys and reality guys. We're making a bunch of top 100 lists. We'll have lists that cater specific to your OBP leagues. And that'll be courtesy of Eddie. And then, you know, I know Ralph's working on a top 100 prospects list for points leagues. So we're going to have you covered in a lot of different avenues. And we were kind of discussing today, what do we do after these prospect lists come out? Because, you know, we're still got another month and a half or so before, you know, pitchers and catchers report, probably a month. We're going to start working on dynasty rankings.
Nice. So
it's going to be our goal and our vision for that site, as well as, you know, we want it to be a one-stop shop for everything prospects. Reality, fantasy, dynasty league, everything. We want it to go there. And so in my opinion, we're miles ahead of where I envisioned us being. I mean, we've only been around for, what, 5 months? So
yeah, I don't even – have you even been around for that long? Yeah.
I think 4 months, and it's
– because I'll be honest.
We've got a pretty big footprint, I think.
Yeah, so. I was talking to Ralph kind of behind the scenes when he was first starting to think about putting this together. And I had recommended to him, hey, why don't you launch like at the beginning of the year? There aren't as many people paying attention to baseball right now. And he totally ignored me, which is obviously the best thing to do when you're doing anything baseball or business related. And launched, you know, in the fall, and it's really taken off. I've been so surprised, but I've also been super impressed by it. You just have to go over and check out, what they're doing over at Prospects Lives. It is, it's pretty amazing, especially I love the minor graphs. The minor graphs that you guys
added.
Yeah,
it's a huge addition.
Smata, yeah. who's been on this program before, is a fantastic addition to Friends of Fantasy Benefits, and now a fantastic addition also to Prospects Live. So, how he's not being employed by either a larger site or a major league club or something like that is beyond me. I'm grateful to have him at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, as well as, you know, you and everybody else on staff.
We brought him on he's a very pivotal part of what we're doing going forward, and could not be more excited to have someone like that. And on top of everything, on top of the minor graphs he brings, he's a pretty damn good fantasy player too. So
yeah, yes, he is. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your first year player draft article that you guys have over there. It's a, you know, it's a compilation article where a number of guys kind of contributed to it.
Ralph and I, just two.
Oh, just you two? Okay.
Yep.
So
yep.
I want to stick kind of to a fantasy lens.
Sure.
Because this is obviously a fantasy podcast.
That's what these lists are for, fantasy, so.
Okay, good. So for you, at least, who is the number one player that should be taken in first-year player drafts this year?
See, I took some criticism for this, but I don't see how it can be anybody other than Yusei Kikuchi. And I know that's a lot of people are probably like, what are you talking about? But just hear me out for a second. He's guaranteed to produce now.
Mm-hmm.
He's still young. I believe he's, what, 27?
Yeah.
You know, you're getting immediate value. And that immediate value carries, I mean, do I have to, I think it's understated, right? Like, because our number two, our two, three, and four guys, India, Larnach, and Gorman, tied in our rankings. So that was it was a dead tie, but we split it because JP saw India and Gorman, and he was more impressed with India. So we bumped India ahead. But, like, best case scenario for India is what? Back end of 2020? Best case for Larnach's back end 2020. Best case for Gorman's probably 2021.
And what's the worst case that they're
talking? Right. Yeah. Right. And Kikuchi is coming into the major leagues now. Yes, he's going to have some restrictions on how he's handled his first year with Seattle. But, like, even if you're in full rebuild mode, I think you draft Kikuchi and then you flip him. Because I think there's going to be some teams that are going to give up. I mean, on my personal top 100, I have Trevor Larnach as my second player. I go Kikuchi, Larnach, Gorman, India on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I have Kikuchi and on my top 100 list overall, number 16 overall, and then I have Larnach number 31. So there's obviously a gap between there. You can get, you know, someone like, or you can even get, like, if you want to draft Kikuchi, you can either, you know, and say you really want Gorman, right? Draft Kikuchi and flip him for Gorman plus. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't take Kikuchi number one. And I know that'd be what you would do. Like, I already know you. I don't even have to ask because you're a redraft all the way, right? So.
Oh, for sure. I'm always trying to win now, unless I'm in a long-term rebuild. But even right. then, I'm probably then drafting Kikuchi and I'm flipping right. him, you know, for an Xavier right. Edwards or yes.
You or get two Luciano. Of these. Right. And, you know, it's – I don't think it's all that difficult of a call, but we're getting some pushback on it. But, like, I'm not shooting – you know, upside definitely plays a part, but so does proximity. And I think proximity on first-year player draft lists like this often gets overlooked.
We'll talk a little bit about, because I think some people will be even surprised, maybe those who don't follow the minor leagues closely, that Casey Mize and Victor Mesa aren't in your top five. So, like, why are they further down? I mean, they're eighth and ninth, respectively, Mize being the first overall pick last year, and Victor being kind of the most talked about international free agent. Why are they lower in your guys' ranks than maybe some people would expect?
Well, I'm not going to speak for Ralph, but I'll speak for myself on the Mize and Mesa rankings. But we do clarify, the Mize, if you're in a points league, he's number one pick. Mm-hmm. Well, number two pick now behind Kikuchi. But, you know, we look at the guys ahead of him, which is what's important. We already touched on Kikuchi. We have India at two, Larnach at three, Gorman at four. Like we said, those three tie. We kind of split hairs. Number five is Nico Horner. He was our biggest riser in the top. He was 15th in our initial rankings, and we updated it after the AFL, and he got bumped up to number five. Jared Kelenic is number six for us. Xavier Edwards is seven, and then the aforementioned Mize, eight, and Mesa is nine. Obviously, there's risk with pitchers, right? I think these top, you know, the besides Kikuchi, so the 2 through 6 guys that I just listed off, 2 through 7, I think they all have really good baseline fantasy skills. Like, and yes, Xavier Edwards is by far the most raw of this group we just mentioned, but the plate skills on Edwards were unbelievable, and he's a threat to steal 40-plus bases, and we know how that is in the fantasy game. So I think, and that's, you know, a relative easy floor to project him for is the stolen bases because of the walk rate so high. He's got a feel for hit, and he's going to stick up the middle. So that's a valuable player there. And then Victor Mesa, for me, there's too much unknown. We dove into the profile, and, you know, we did come away impressed. Ralph and I kind of co-wrote a piece about how he compares to other recent imports from Cuba. Mm-hmm.
And really good piece, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we came to the conclusion, you know, over the last 3, 4, 5 years that he might have the most refined hit tool of any prospect that came over, like not counting guys like Jose Abreu and stuff like that. But he might be the most refined hit tool guy. And the defense and speed give him a high floor. I mean, this is what I wrote in my little blurb. It says, Mesa looks to be worthy of the hype. We're expecting an advanced feel for hit with average power and plus speed that plays on the bases, and the plus defense adds a layer of safety. But the thing with the Marlins, you know, and they're not going to, there's no incentive for them to push Mesa up, which, again, you know, I just like the guys in front of him, and it's not a slight really against him. It's just there's a little more unknown there compared to the others on the list. And then number 10, we have a teenager, Marco Luciano.
I was just about to ask you him because he's the guy that I think had one of the bigger jumps from your previous list.
Yeah.
He was ranked 19th before, 10th now. but he's the guy I'm going to be targeting. I'm going to regret talking about him right now because he's the guy I'm going to be targeting in virtually all my Dynasty League first-year player drafts. Talk about Luciano.
Yeah, it's... He's the best all-around hitter in this J2 class, and I know Ralph and Andy Singleton on their baseball show, the YouTube show that they do on mm-hmm. Periscope, and they've had Ben Badler on a couple times, and I believe, you know, they always ask the question, and it's kind of a loaded question because the real answer is there is none, but like they ask who the next like Wander Franco is, and Luciano was the runaway answer by Ben Badler for this class. You know, plus bat speed, really quick twitch athlete. He's the guy that is head and shoulders above the rest of this J2 class. And I think the next closest guy down on the list isn't even in the top 20. It's Malcolm Nunez at 23. So that gives you an idea of how much higher we value Luciano than the other guys in the class. So it's a fun time to be a Giants fan when you get to watch Luciano's development. So it'll be...
I'm definitely interested to watch him. I'm interested in watching another guy who's on this list, Joey Bart, sure. Who I believe Joey Bart and Helio Ramos are going to be starting at a single A San Jose.
Cal League, yep.
So, yep. Which is about 2 hours from my house.
Okay.
So I'll be making some trips down there.
If you're out there, you got to get some video. But Joey Bart is an interesting case because he is the top catcher in his class. But as you know the stigma with catching prospects, we have him ranked 15th. And I encourage you to check out this list just for a multitude of reasons. They have little blurbs on everybody. And if you click on there's a PDF on the top. You can click on that. It gives you printable rankings. And then the searchable rankings, you can find my rankings specifically or Ralph's rankings or stick to our blended ones. And but you look at Bart. I want to say that Ralph had him a lot higher than I did.
How dare!
But you look at this guy, and I mean, he's got top 10 ceiling for a catcher. But I mean,
which isn't
what,
saying much.
But I was going to say, what really is that? You know?
So,
but
all right,
he's kind of our line because right after him come two prep arms. So you know what I mean? He's kind of the bats line.
All right, I want you to give me two players. One, your favorite prospect from this class. That you're going to be trying to get in, you know, all your fantasy leagues just because you love them. And then two, give me someone who is a sleeper from this class, and then I'll let you go.
All right. I'm not going to draft off my ranking, so I'll pull somebody that's not in my top 10 that I like a lot that I'm going to try to get. I'll give you a hitter and a pitcher. The hitter that I want is Jordan Groshans, because I think he's a monster. I like to swing. He's a future third baseman. He's a skinny dude, but he's got a lot of power, and he's going to grow into it. And I think I came away really impressed with Groshans. We have some video of a batting practice that the two Jasons got when they were in instructs for Toronto. And I'm a big fan of Groshans. Then from the pitcher side, I like Cole Wynn from the Rangers. Really smooth mechanics. Might be the best mechanics, you know, since Hunter Green that I've can really say that I like that much. Really good feel for pitching, deep arsenal, frontline starter. And then a little bit deeper down in the list, if you're talking like, you know, 20 and below, I'm looking to invest in Cole Roeder or two of the Cubs. Prep bat by the Cubs. I mean, anytime the Cubs take a hitter, right, you got to bump them up in your mind a little bit, right? Because I don't think there's an organization in professional baseball that develops hitters as well as the Cubs do. Mm-hmm. And Roeder has all five tools that flash. So his big thing when he was in high school was staying healthy. I mean, his senior year in high school, he barely played any games because of a hamstring injury and an oblique injury, I believe. One of those two, don't quote me on that. But he missed some time his last year in school, and they did some diving, and they grabbed him. So I'm looking for big things out of Cole Roeder. And then Ethan Hankins is my favorite arm. He's down in the 31. He was getting 1-1 talks of going first overall before injuries got him. And if you've ever seen him pitch as an amateur in the Team USA stuff, holy cow, you need to check that out now because it is some of the nastiest stuff I've ever seen. And there's a link to it in my Cleveland Indians top 30. You need to watch that. Ethan Hankins, that's the guy there.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you for joining me on this episode of the Great Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Want to remind people where you can reach us on social media and then plug all your work over at Friends of Fantasy Benefits and Prospects Live.
Sure, MD Tomp FWFB. My prospect stuff is featured prominently in the draft guide, where I wrote up 26 out of the 30 organizations, and have a my top 100 will be on there, and also my first year player draft rankings will be on there. Over at Prospects Live, we have various forms of media now that we're starting to get out there. We're going to be doing more Periscopes, so you might see me on one of those. Kind of like a Q&A kind of session, but on Periscope, which we've seen to be effective. People like that stuff. You know, we got these all these rankings coming out. Dynasty lists will be coming out soon. It's been really fun, but really busy at the same time between both sites, trying to turn out all this prospect content. And it's been a blast, and I'm working with some of the best people in the business, with you and Mike on our site, and all the guys I mentioned with Prospects Live. It makes it a lot easier to do when you're working with guys and enjoying it. So it's really, really fun. And prospects are something I've always loved, and you guys gave me an outlet at FWFB to write about it, and it's grown into this, and I'm pretty happy with where it is.
See, and the beauty of this this first episode is we didn't really talk about you and your start, and so I can have you back on another episode to talk about you and your start in the industry. So we'll definitely do that at some point. Matt, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, and good luck in your baseball seasons, everybody.
All right. Well, there's another episode of the Great Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am Justin Mason. You can reach me on Twitter at Justin Mason FWFB. You can reach Matt on Twitter at MDTompFWFB. Follow all my work over at Friends of Fantasy Benefits, FanGraphs, Fantasy Alarm. You can also catch me on the Sleeper and the Bus podcast, as well as the football and baseball versions of the Friends of Fantasy Benefits podcast. We have one last thing to deal with, obviously, before we go, and that is we have to explain how you're going to get in to the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational for 2020. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be running a number of satellite leagues. The satellite leagues will be set up exactly the same way as the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. And there'll be 15 teams. There'll be no trading, two catcher leagues, just like NFBC. It won't be done on NFBC. I'll probably either reach out to Fantrax, see if they want to host them, or I will reach out or set them up on ESPN or Yahoo or something like that. But the way you get in to those satellite leagues is there's one way, and you're going to have to leave a 5-star review for this podcast, TGFBI, and then screenshot it and email it to me. And you also need to make a donation. We're going to team up with Fantasy Cares, which is an organization run by Scott Fish. They raised over, I think, $40,000 last year to buy Christmas gifts for kids who wouldn't have been able to get them otherwise. And it's all through people in the fantasy industry and fantasy community, just regular fantasy players. They raised just a ton of money. I want to contribute to that. So if you make a donation of any size, now I would prefer you donate, you know, $20 or $30 or even more. But even if you donate $1 and you leave us a 5-star review, screenshot both of those things, email me at thegreatfantasyinvitational@gmail.com. I will make sure you get into the league. Now, you need to make the donation to, you need to PayPal thegreatfantasyinvitational@gmail.com. So that way I make sure I know you actually made the donation. And then we can donate all the money at once. Every single dollar for this will go to Fantasy Cares. Not keeping any of it. This is just a really good opportunity to make a difference for some kids who could use it. And Scott has done a lot in this industry. You know, I think was the Person of the Year, Humanitarian of the Year, awarded by The Athletic this year. I think this is just a really good program and thing that he does. So I want to support it. So 5-star review. Make a donation, email both screenshots of that to thegreatfantasyinvitational@gmail.com. Remember to make the donation to thegreatfantasyinvitational@gmail.com. And that will get you into one of the satellite leagues. Now, there's only going to be a certain amount of leagues. I don't know if I'm going to do 3 leagues. I don't know if I'm going to do 2 leagues. I don't know if I'm going to do 10 leagues. But there'll be a cutoff. And once I fill up the last league, that's it. You can still make the donations and still make sure you give those reviews. But at some point, I'm going to stop. So it's first comes, first serve. So get this done quickly. I want to launch these leagues at the same time that I'm launching the Invitational Leagues. If you win one of those leagues, you're in the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational in 2020. So for those of you who've been trying to get in and aren't part of the industry, this is your way to do it. Do something good for this podcast by leaving a review, and something good for some kids by donating some money to Fantasy Cares through the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. So that's going to do it for this episode. For Matt, myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season. First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on the way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me. Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff bye. Make amazing finds off the waiver wire. All day and night, better stay retired. See me in first, all proud and cozy. Bro, please, I can't even count my trophies. Bragging, even with my bats are slumping, I'ma pack a punch, that track a junkie. I'm the one they don't wanna play. First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on the way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game.